How about the crowd yesterday? I got to tell you, I was impressed listening on TV and looking when they went into the crowd. There were tons of Browns fans there yesterday. Bravo to you if you were at the game yesterday. Bravo.
You know, that's the one thing about Vegas that I think is an interesting thing for the NFL. It's such a it's a smaller market, and obviously it's so based on tourism that I don't know what kind of a home field advantage the Raiders will ever have there.
Well, we talked about that yesterday.
It'll be balanced, you know?
Lincoln Kennedy and I talked about that yesterday on the pregame show.
Oh, that's a ding.
He just said if they start winning, it's easy. It's all Raiders. He goes, you can tell, beginning of the season, it feels like it's all Raiders fans, and then when they're winning, the Raiders fans come out, but the second the Raiders aren't playing well, boom, it turns all the time. And by the way, our place does that now, too. I wish that wasn't true, but I can't tell you how many times at the end of the game where you notice the abundance of fans of other teams at the end of the game cheering their team on, especially when they go through the tunnel at the end of the game.
The Browns defense has had a few issues so far, Andy. When it comes to statistically, they're 12th in yardage allowed. Does that mean anything to you?
They're about middle
of the pack in points allowed.
It sounds about right.
Okay. They're middle of the pack in points allowed. They're giving up 21.8 per game. I think this team, the thought process going in, both inside the team and out, was that this defense would be a dominant type of defense. And unfortunately, I think it's become real clear that for this team to be what it wants to be this year, it has to become a dominant type of defense. Do you agree with that?
Oh, they're going to need to force more turnovers. That's the first thing. The scoop and score yesterday was awesome, but you've got to execute it by making the extra point. The last three games have all been within a touchdown. So it comes down to a play here or a play there. That's how fragile this league is. They could be 3-1 right now. One drive here, one drive there, and you're 3-1. But they didn't do it, and they haven't been able to accomplish it. The last 2 weeks in the fourth quarter, they have to play a four-quarter game. They have failed to do that in four games. And I don't know if you want to say this team's at the quarter pole now. It's really in a 17-game season. I don't know what, you know, is it next week then? Is that really the quarter pole? Wednesday is the quarter pole, right? So you don't play on Wednesday. They've got to figure it out. I do find it maybe strategically to their advantage with a 1-3 start that they haven't played an AFC North game yet. So maybe they can use that to their advantage. But as of right now, I don't have a whole lot of faith against them up against the AFC North.
Josh is in Grand River. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I'm going to go ahead and say I know letting Bill Callahan go felt like the right thing.
They did let him out of a contract. Okay, you're right.
Letting him out of his contract and letting him go, yeah, we're seeing the effects of that. He held the offense and the defense, and he was right next to Kevin Stefanski in his office in Berea where he held the players accountable. There is nobody holding any of our players accountable for what they're doing.
Kevin Josh, you don't know that. Neither do I.
I know I don't know that. I'm feeling the frustration of the fact that every time Kevin gets up and speaks, it sounds like a boardroom meeting in an office versus firing his players up.
That's the kind of coach he's been since he's been here, Josh. And there have been successes and there have been failures. So, I mean, the guy is what he is. He's also the two-time coach of the year. I don't think coaching is the big issue with this team.
Let me back up a little bit of what you said. If you listen to the podcast at all, you kind of can hear Daryl talk about it too, that Callahan definitely held that offensive line accountable. It was a much stricter, more rigorous regimen for the offensive line. I'm not saying it was better or worse, but right now it looks like it was a lot better with Bill Callahan because maybe perhaps he was a little bit tougher.
I agree with you on that. It's the fact also, too, is I've been really, really crucial on the fact that our tackles weren't ready. Andrew Berry didn't go and get anybody to replace them. Also, with seeing Derrick Henry's performance last night makes it really mad and really frustrating that he was on the table knowing we were going to have no run game, that we should have gone out and trying to get at least see what we could have done with him and made him an offer.
All right, Josh, you weren't going to get Derrick Henry here.
Money.
If you thought Nick Chubb was coming back in any way, shape, or form, Derrick Henry's not coming here.
I don't know.
I'd love to say yes. I think he's phenomenal.
I would think hopefully they made a phone call, don't you? It's a phone call.
If I'm Derrick Henry's agent, there's no way I'm letting him come to Cleveland if I think Nick Chubb's going to play at any point during the year.
I don't know. Money talks. But you're right. I just don't
know.
And
he got it in Baltimore.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So there. Brett is in Chesterland, Ohio.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, a couple things. Let's face it. Bad teams find ways to lose. I mean, you cannot take a roughing the quarterback play that extends a drive. You can't have offensive breakdowns. You can't let a team defensive line gash through you like me and you were playing defensive line. You can't miss an extra point. But the one thing I got to say is Scott brought up a point about, you know, this offense. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. That's what the preseason's for.
To some extent, Brett, to some extent.
I agree with
that. I mean, teams don't play starters in the preseason extensive time, even if they play starters in the preseason. So there's that.